On October 11th, 1925, an FBI agent sought to arrest a man by the name of Martin James Durkin. The agent's name was Special Agent Shanahan. But before we go any further, hello and welcome to the Murder House Radio Show. I'm your host, X. On this show, we will be covering serial killers, killers, disappearances, true crime, and the most deplorable things and people in history. Uploads will take place every Friday at 4:30 Mountain Standard Time. Please hit the like and subscribe button, and hit the bell notification to get all notifications, and hit the follow button if you are listening on a podcasting platform. With all that out of the way, sit back, grab some coffee or whatever your preferred beverage is, turn down the lights, and enjoy the show. Durkin's had a long record as he was a career criminal. In Chicago, he shot and wounded three police officers and another in California. He had the reputation of having a light trigger finger, shooting at anyone who got in the way of him and his activities. Special Agent Shanahan got a tip that Durkin's would be in Chicago at a garage with a stolen vehicle from New Mexico, violating federal law, hence him being there because he was an FBI agent. Special Agent Shanahan waited at the garage all day with local police officers. After hours, it was thought that the bust had failed for false information. As they went to leave, Durkin's pulled in the stolen vehicle. The officers with the special agent had left moments earlier to find replacements, as they couldn't tie up all the resources at once. When Shanahan went to arrest Durkin's, Durkin shot him with a revolver. He was shot in the breast. This obviously got the FBI in an uproar, and they were all out looking for Durkin's. When any law enforcement officer goes down in the line of duty, they always put on a show of force, as they should. A few weeks later, the FBI got a tip that Durkin's was with a woman he had been staying with, and that they were at a relative's of the woman's in Chicago. However, when the Chicago police tried to arrest him late at night when he was returning home, a gunfight ensued. One officer was killed, and Durkin's got away. He would continue stealing high-end vehicles. He would pose as a potential buyer at dealerships. They would agree on a price, and he would come back the following day after the vehicle had been serviced. But during the night, he would steal the vehicle. Then he would change all identifying features, serial numbers, VIN numbers, etc. He would then get fake plates, then drive it out of state, hence federal charges. The FBI notified dealerships about Durkin's nationwide. Durkin's had a close encounter when in Pasco, Texas, he was spotted in a vehicle by a sheriff. He told the sheriff that he was a deputy sheriff from California and that his name was Fred Conley. He also said he was working on a movie. The sheriff then asked for paperwork for the ownership of the vehicle he was driving. Durkin said he had papers, but back in his hotel. He said he would bring them down to the sheriff's office. The sheriff accepted this, not before noting the make, model, and plate number, amongst other details about the vehicle. After a while of waiting for Durkin's, the officer went to the hotel Durkin said he was at to see him fleeing with the woman he was with. The officer reported this incident to the head office of the FBI of El Paso, Texas. The FBI agent immediately recognized the description of Durkin's. The car was found, but without Durkin's. The tires on the car were flat. He continued to drive till the wheels fell off, quite literally, and the spare was missing. They interviewed nearby people and learned he is with the same woman, and that they were looking to hop a train at Alpine, Texas, near the Mexican border. Knowing Durkin's and his penchant for parties in big cities, the FBI saw through this, and they didn't believe he would go to Mexico. A Pacific Railway employee was interviewed, and he said he saw a strange man and woman, and that they got on train 110 at 12:12 a.m. on Monday, January 18th, for San Antonio, Texas. The FBI confirmed this man was Durkin's by asking the train conductor. On January 20th, 1926, the FBI got the drop on Durkin's. He was on a train heading to St. Louis. They were in a stateroom car, Durkin's and his girlfriend. They were due to arrive at their destination at 11 a.m. The train was stopped in a small town outside of St. Louis, so Durkin's couldn't escape. The train was surrounded, and Durkin's was arrested without a major struggle. Durkin's was 25 when he was arrested in 1926. Durkin's was sentenced to 35 years in federal prison. This is because it was not a crime to kill a federal agent until 1934. For the stolen vehicle that started this whole debacle, he was sentenced to 15 years in Chicago. Durkin's was eventually released in 1954, and he passed away in 1981. This was definitely an interesting case to research. Definitely interesting. First murder of a FBI agent in the field of duty, and outlining the guy who did it. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. What are your guys' thoughts? I don't think that sentencing was completely accurate, because the death penalty was still a thing back then. He must have had some really good lawyers, is all I have to say, if that's accurate. But what do you think his sentence was? Let me know down in the comments below. This was also the rough time frame of Bonnie and Clyde. I just thought about that. This kind of reminds me of them too, just a little bit. But, yeah. I definitely don't believe he only did 30 years, but the times were different back then, and prisons were much more harsh. But, yeah. Let me know what you guys want to see. Don't be lame. Let me know what you want to see. Yeah. Sorry I sound like poop. I'm a little congested. It is what it is. I'll get over it soon. But, yeah. That was the case of Durkin's, the man who murdered the first FBI agent in history. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Murder House Radio Show. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share for more if you are viewing on YouTube. Leave recommendations for future episodes in the comments. Don't forget to hit the bell notification to get all notifications. If you are listening on a podcasting platform, hit follow, and it doesn't hurt to give a 5-star review. I hope you have a good rest of your day. This is your host X, signing off.